there is a nisa nemele. So nemele, according to the Rambam, that the akum is maize shridi, but it's not. Shridas akum is asur. So it certainly follows that if Yisrael then akum shecht together, so it should be osir, because bishleime according to the rishonim who are maize shridas akum from the zavachto, then we can consider it. So then we can consider it. So there the psul of akum is because an akum shchita is no shchita. So then we can consider it. So we can say either way. Suppose a Yisrael and akum, they both shechted. So is it considered as a maise shchita that it was done? The whole maise shchita done by the Yisrael and the whole maise shchita done by the akum? Or it's considered as if part of the maise shchita is done by the akum, part of the Maiseh Shchita is done by Israel. As the Oroch HaShulchan says, whether Kuleh Zeikovit or Palgezeikovit, so it's very shayach that even according to Mandoma that Palgezeikovit, even according to Mandoma that by in Bovakami it's Kuleh Zeikovit, but here it's Palgezeikovit. But there it's shayach to consider it from the point of view of Maiseh Shchita. But according to the Rambam, so even if the shchita was done exclusively by the akum, it's a ma'ase shchita. V'orai, it's not mitamit to misnevele. But it's a special aloche that shchita akum is asuro. So let's grant it that when Yisrael and akum both shecht, so it's kulei zekikovit. So it's a whole ma'ase shchita is done by the Yisrael and the whole ma'ase shchita is done by the akum. But even then, it should be asuro because there is a shchita akum. Mimele, there is no way. So shchita is not a matir. So this shaila could be considered from the point of view of the Zavachto. So you could say like the Rashbo, we could say like the Ozawa. But from the point of view of the Rambam, we couldn't say like the Ozawa. So that's why, I mean, when the Shach says, v'chein nirem edivar Rambam, that's difficult. Logically, it's difficult. Besides the fact that the diuk is a fein diuk. V'in tzorach leimarim kolechot sakine biyodim. לא יביא בו ימי שחידס ישראל כשאירו על די צירוף. כלי מה ששוחת משימי אחות זה כנגד זה בהקף. ואין ראי ולא בצירוף שניהם. על אף שוחת כל האחות רובי של סימן איס פסול הו. You see, because the Yozorua who is מחשיר. So he'll only be מחשיר in the case of שוחת כל האחות רובי של סימן. But suppose each one, let's now, you have to cut rough semen. And suppose the Yisrael will cut, let's say, here, but that doesn't constitute rough. And then the Akum, Behekev, will cut here. And together it will be a rough semen. So then even the Ozawa will be made in, that the Shrita is not a Shrita Kshir. A Shrita Kshir. So when will the Ozawa say that the Shrita is a Kshir, if each one of the Yisrael himself cut Rav Simen. Cut Rav Simen. Alright. But according to the Rashbo, so even the case of Lishochat Kolechot Chubi Shal Simen is Psul. Atkan Lishen Rashbo. Now, just want to go over the next Simen. The tour. Simen Gimel Nitor. Shchita Schum in Tzorach Avon. In other words, we pask like Rav Nosson. We don't pask like Rav Avon. V'fichoch afil v'kibi lishchit v'misasik v'alme lachtei choy shizor ha-tzakin l'nei yatsi b'keisel v'shochto ki l'chosik shero v'hu shoro shalo yehechlit ha-sakon v'simen l'simen o itach ha-soheir v'imotso ha-noi tzor ha-tucho v'adai lo yehechlit because if it had, what did yehechlit mean? He thought the sakin was thrust, you know, beneath the feathers. So, but if it's chotuch, so it's a raya that it wasn't hechlit. V'afilu hipla sakim biyodei beragle shaloi mikavone klal v'holach v'shochat kshel avom noflo ma'atzmo psul dibinon shiyove miki agav v'chein im hoya asakim muna b'cheike biyodei v'noflo miyodei b'cheike shaloi mikavone k'noflo ma'atzmo damo psul. Now, when we learned Chul, so we saw that there are three shittes of Rishonim. There is the shitte of the Rashbo, there is the shitte of the Ro, and there is the shitte of the Rosh. The Rosh is a unique sheep. According to the Rashba, in other words, everybody agrees that if somebody left the sakin, on the table, and then a ruach mitzuyo. Well, let's say everybody agrees, without any shaila, that if he left the sakin on the table and then a ruach shereini mitzuyo threw off the sakin from the table and it cut the simonim of the behemoth that was here, so then shchitos is psul. There is tesvus shite in Sanhedrin, a very strange shite, that according to the mandoma, that ishim shemchitzov and we pasch ishim shemchitzov, so if somebody left a sakin on the table and it was left under such circumstances that an ordinary wind would throw it off the table, and then an ordinary wind did throw off the tzakin from the table and it checked the behemoth that was beneath, so it's chetosik sheo, because we pasch like Rabbi Yochanan. That ishim shemchitzov, and told the deish is geish. So after the sakin masoy shenich meshgagim nafu b'ra mitzuyo, it's a told the deish. So it's also chitzov. So it's considered as if he was sheichid with the sakin b'yadai. All right, but that's a very strange shite. It's a shite in Sanhedrin. Perikil and Sofit. All right. Now then, so there is a shite. So there are three shites. There is the shite of the Rashba. Let's say, suppose he had a sacking, and he didn't exert any force, but he was holding the sacking that way, and then he removed the keyach hamaniah, and the sacking fell down, but he didn't exert any force. So the Rashba mentions a raya from the Gemara Melkame, who is having nachal zecheike, v'liyikah b'vishocho, that lein dal dvorim chay. So he's considered as a chivu b'yadai. So here he's considered like a shechet b'yadai. The ro is chelik. And the ro says, over there by mazik. So it's only a question whether he did it b'yadai mo'al dikrome. So hasor askeya chamenea is considered b'yadai. Without ke. Mashin ki mashchit it as aloch of keya gavre. So only when he exerts force. But if he's meis akeya chamenea, so then the shchit is psal. That's the second shchit. Then the rosh has his own shchit. The rosh says that true, he passed like Rav Nosson, that shchit is loy boy kavone. So we don't even need, we don't even require shchit as chti chasimoni. Only the rabbonon require kavones, not we don't even require kavonas chti chasimoni. Only the rabbonon require kavonas chti chasimoni. Rav Nosson doesn't require, but kavonas rike koldu lechol apoches is required. So, according to Rav Nosson, it's only good if, let's say, I have kavone to thrust the sakin in the kesel. And then, as I was throwing the sakin, so somebody was carrying the tzava behemel, and accidentally, the sakin, as it was passing towards the wall, it thrust into the, it cut the rechloche v'avoye on the neck, on the tzavor of the behim. So then it's kosher, because the sheikhid had a kavone kodohu to thrust the sakin in the wall. But suppose someone would fall asleep with the sakin in his hands, and then he would turn over, and then in his sleep he would just throw the sakin, unconsciously. And then that sakin would fall on the tzavar behemo and check it, the achloche v'voye, so it wouldn't be good. So why? Because if no kavone is lacking, so according to the Rosh, it's not attributed to him. Then it's a mechanical act. You know, there is a difference between an act done by a person as a human being and an act done by wind. The wind also throws off the sakin from the table. But you couldn't say it. It's the act of the wind. Why? Because the wind acts mechanically, not as an agent. When a person does it, so then it's his act. So if there is kavone koldehu, kavone zrika l'chol apoches, so then it's considered his maise shchit. But if there is no kavone, let's say in his sleep, He just throws the sake. He's not conscious of anything on it. So then it's a mechanical act. It's like the act of a wind in throwing off a sake from the table. So it's not vizavachto. It's not mashato zaveich. So that's a third shrit. A third shrit. In other words, you see, the machleki between the Rashba and the Roy is in regard to the question of Hasoraskeya Chamenea. So the Rashba shita is that vizavachto doesn't imply that it has to be done with Keya Gavre. Vizavachto implies that there has to be maize shrita v'yadayim. It should not be done meilo. As the Losh Tatisevdi is. If you put it on the table and then the Yeruach Mitzuyah throws it off, so it's Niz Becham Eleo. It's not a Maise B'Yodai, Maise Shchiri B'Yodai. But when you are Maise Akeya Meneya, then it's a Maise Shchiri B'Yodai. So that's the Gemara in Bava Kame, at the end of the second Perek. He was Maise Akeya Meneya. The Rosh Shitti is no. Any day meshchite to Chevel. Chevel, there is no aloch of Keir Gavre, it's aloch of Chevel B'Yadayim, Mazim B'Yadayim. So as far as Keir Chamneya is not Gome, it's a Mazim B'Yadayim. Mashayim Keir, by Shchite, it's aloch of Keir Gavre. So as far as Keir Chamneya, Keir Gavre is like it. But the Rosh Shitti is something else. The Rosh Shitti is. Now, what is the Rosh Shitti in regard to the question, the Shaila between the Rashba and the Rosh? So the Rosh doesn't say, but the Rosh emphasizes something else. The Rosh emphasizes something else. From the Rosh of the Rosh, it's mashma, that on the Shaila between the Rashba and the Rosh, he agrees with the Rashba. That's how it's mashma. I mean, it's not mefurash. But he doesn't discuss it explicitly. He discusses something else, that if Kavoni is lacking, so then the Maise cannot be attributed to the Gavre, because then the Gavre does it not like a Gavre. Then he does it in a mechanical way, the same way as a wind does acts. Which no one could say it's a mice of the wind. So if a person in his sleep throws away the sakin and that sakin shecht, so it's a mechanical act. It's not an act of a voluntary agent. It's a mechanical act. So there is no mice shrit. All right. Now. Now the Loshin, and that's that's remarkable. Because here, now the tour would be expected to follow up the Shite of the Rosh. But here he doesn't mention the Rosh Lomdes in any way. It's not Mashma that he means that. He says, Aval noflo me'atzmo psulo, di binon shiyove mikia gavre, v'cheini mo yasaki muna b'cheiki, u'biyode. Mamesh the example of the Rashba and the Rosh. He mentions Cheiki. Why did he mention Cheiki all of a sudden? Cheiki all of a sudden. Because the Tur is aware of the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Rosh. The Chayni Moya Sakimuna Becheiki Biyode. Enough from Yode Becheiki Shmi Kavone. Enough from Ma'atzma Dom Ha'upsu. Shechit Aschum in Tzril Kavone. In Tzril Kavone. Afim Sasek Baal Melachte, Chashi Zorach Sakim Lenei Atzo Bikeisa. Vishochat Kiyul Choso. Kshero, Vuhu Shorosh Oloi Hechum. Hasakim, similarly, similarly, Takasayir, Vimotso Hanaitso, the feather, or Yasar, Hatuchim Vadaler, Vafim Hippo Asakim Yode, Biragle, Shloy, Bikavone Klau, Vishochat, Shkitosik Shero. So the Lashon of the Machaber is Shloy, Bikavone Klau. So it's Mashma, even without Kavone Kodu, not like the Rosh. Avolim Noflo Maatsmo, Psulo, the Binon Kea Gavre, Vichin Yasakimuna Bechikim Yode, Vinofim Yode, Mechiki Shloy, Bikavone. So the cross says, "V'leidome l'mashikosa le'rav nosin shenofl nageshia v'chein b'seif perveiz l'vokame b'nzokim hoyusel menachas v'nofl nzokim chayovim dikam b'inon ki agavre horo u'deloy kiteras abayis." So the cross says that the mechaber and the mechaber is mamish the loshon of the tour. So paskins like the roh, not like the rasha. Now. The Taz. And it's really Kavone, Minigol, in other words, we pass him like Rabnos, not like Rabon. And Minigol, Rachmon, and Misasi, because he's a postal, and he's a shirish of Kavone, and he's a shechto, and he's a shechto, and he's a boko, and he's a shechto, and he's a boko, shmama, and he's a kosher. This is what Rabnos says. And we call Mokim, and Nofla, and he's a gavre, and we're going to be the postal, and he's a vachta, and he's a poches, and he's a siso. So that's, you see, strange, the lotion of the two Taz. You see, from the Mechaber and the two, it's mashma, the Torah and Mechaber, they don't pasken with the Shittes Rosh. They pasken like the Shittes Rosh. And the Gros says it in so many words. But from the Taz, you see something else. So he uses the expression that should tend to indicate the Shite of the Rosh. But then he says, I'm going to be some of the posts, which is what I have to do כמוי ועסיסו, שצורך להסחבן לשומייסה, דיפינון כי אגב. So now at the end, he emphasizes, שצורך להסחבן לשומייסה, and then he says, דיפינון כי אגב. So what is it? Is he emphasizing the element of כי אגב, per se, or is he emphasizing the element of some intention? He emphasizes both. So obviously, the Taz is agreeing with the Shite of the Rosh, and he probably assumes that the Mechaber too passes like the Rosh. So, but according to the Rosh, it's not a question of Kiya Gavre per se. Even though it's not a question of Kiya Gavre per se, what he means, Kiya Gavre means his Maise, the Maise of an Odom as a voluntary agent, in contrast to a mechanical act that is done many times in the day by certain mechanical forces. Let's say when a wind throws down, or let's say when a machine does something. So Kiyagavre means, in the task, Kiyagavre means not Kiyagavre with his force, but Kiyagavre, an act of a voluntary agent. But the Gros doesn't explain the Mechaber that way. The Gros explains the Mechaber in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh. The Taz apparently explains the Mechaber in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh. And why did the Taz explain it? Because the Mechaber Mamesh adapted the Loshin of the two, and the Taz assumed that the two is to be expected to follow up the Shite of the Rosh, because usually it does. So even though the two himself uses the Loshin Kiyagavre, so the Taz came to the conclusion that he didn't use the expression Kiyagavre in the sense of force, but Kiyagavre in the sense of an act of a voluntary agent as contrasted with a mechanical act. Alright.
The Tzimin Dalet is based upon the Gemara, the Mishneh Dafmeh, the whole Sukhya, up to the Mishneh Dafmeh Malik HaMedalet. Now let's go over the Tur. Hashichet Lishim Abrizore, Tzimin Dalet in the Tur. Hashichet Lishim Abrizore, Areze Zifre Meisim, Vasura Banoe. Afil Lechishe Bishas Hashchite Labrizore. Elochishe Bishas Hashchite. Lizrei Domo will hack the Chelbo Abrizore, Harei Zifre Meisim. I think that when we learn the Gemara in Chum, the first Perik, so we discuss that. So now, there is a Niser of Tikreves Abrizore. So Tikreves Abrizore, anything that was Nikref Abrizore is also Banoi. And according to the Rambam, it comes within the love of evil b'secho and loisit bagviot chamum and achiret. So the Rambam says that these two lavim have reference to the avizor itself, the idol itself that is worshipped, and it has reference to tashmishi avizore and also to the kreves avizore. So now there is a machlikis between Rabbi and Rish Lakish, whether mechashvim avida laavida. Now that machlekes has reference to avida shemayim, avida spneim, and also to avida zorim. Because now, if someone, let's say, legabi machshev espigo, so suppose he is mechashvim avida laavida. Let's say, if he's mechashvim mishashchite to be zirik, the dam b'machshev is p'sul. So there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether it becomes pigle or it doesn't become pigle. So Rabbi Yechon says it becomes pigle, Rabbi Rish Lakish says it doesn't become pigle. And the Gemara says that the same machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish applies to Avodah Zarah.
If someone slaughters the behemoth of Rizore, so it becomes Tichrei Saku, and it's also Banoi. Suppose when he's Sheikh, the behemoth, so he's Mechashev, that the Zrika's dam of that behemoth should be Lam Rizore. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, that by Avidas Pnim, there is a loch of Mechashev Mavidu Aveide, so by Rizore also there is a loch of Mavidu Aveide. According to Shlokish, that by Avidas Pnim, so there is no din of Mechashev Mavidu Aveide, so by Rizore there isn't a din of Mavidu Aveide either. Now we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, but the Gemara says that Rishlokish is made a Gabav Rizore, that even though Rishlokish says, Chishin Bishasrito, Lizre Gdomo, Ula Haktir, Helbo, Lav Rizore, that he doesn't become Tigremis Av Rizore, but he, a name of Av Rizore is, Chayiv Misi is. The machlekes between Rabbi and Rishlokish is only in regard to the question as to whether the Beheime becomes a Hefze of Tigremis Akum, and becomes also Banoi. So according to Rishlokish, there is no din of Mechashim Avedo Avede, that the behemoth becomes a heft of the Kreves Avedizore. But the Gavre is a name of Avedizore, and it's Chayim Nisi. All right. Now, then there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chum, and the same machlekes is in Bava Basra. It manifests itself in many yonim. There is a machleket between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel as to whether we say hoichiach sefer al tchelosi or we don't say hoichiach sefer al tchelosi. So the Rabbonon say that if someone who was sheicheit stam, and then after the shchite he was mechashit nizrik dom olav nizore, so it doesn't become zifremesim. Zifremesim means the kremes av nizore. It doesn't become Mosabanoi. We do not say Hoychiach Sefer Al Tchelosei in as much as he was Mechashev later on, as after the Shrite, he said, when we say Chishev, it means that he said it, he verbalized it. In as much as after the Shrite, he was Mechashev, he said that he is Zerik, the Dam Lav Rizore. So we do not say Hoychiach Sefer Al Tchelosei, that establishes the proof that at the time of the Shechita he was also Mechashev Lav Rizore. In other words, the subsequent act of declaring that the Zrikas Dam is Lav Rizore, is Mechiach Al Tchelose, that the Shechita was also Lav Rizore. Rabbonon say we don't say that. We don't say Mechiach Sefer Al Tchelose. And the Rav Shimon Gamliel says we do say Mechiach Sefer Al Tchelose. We do say Yechiyah Seif Al Tchelosei. So there is a machleger Rishayim. Some Rishayim pasken completely like the Rabbonon, and some Rishayim pasken that it's Isofik. In other words, it's Isofik whether the Halacha is like Rabbonon or the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now let's see the two. Hashir Elishim Avrizor Ariz Ezif Chemeisi Ve'asur Abanoi Afil Lo Yechishi Vishay Hashrit Al Avrizor Elo Chishi Vishay Hashrit Al Yitzrik Domo Lahak Techel Al Avrizor. So then we have a machleg with Rav Yechon Rishlokish, whether Mechashim Avir Laveid or not, but we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Hari is if Chemezi, Shochat Stam, V'hakein Chishif Yitzrik Domo, L'hak Techebo Lam Nizore. So that's a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the two paskins, that is a sofik. Hari is a sofik, if Chemezi. A sofik, whether we pass like Rabbonon, that lo yamrin on Yechiyach Sefer Al Tchelosei, or we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Or we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, Yisroel sheshochat behem tishol nochem. Now, let's say, suppose someone who has, let's say, a grocery store, and he sells the chometz to a goy before Pesach. And so if, let's say, every year he does the same thing, and every year, so on Pesach he sells chometz, first he sells the chometz to a goy before Pesach, and then on Pesach he continues selling chometz as if nothing happened. If he does it every year, so then according to everybody, so the Mechiras Chometz is just a joke. It's null and void. The Machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan, not that the Gemara says that this is stolen Machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the Achreinim say that that's stolen in the Machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So if there are certain people like that in Chicago. Every year they sell the chametz to a certain rob and to a goy, and then on Pesach they stand in the store and they sell the chametz as if nothing happened. So of course that's a joke. So that's a riot. That's a joke because he already has proven himself not to have intended to not to intend to sell, just to make a show. But suppose for the first time it happens that a certain person who sold the chametz to a goy before Pesach, and then on Pesach he was observed to sell chametz. Do we say that the mechiras chametz to the goy is retroactively bottle of bottle? Or, after all, it's the first time that he does it. So at that time it wasn't apparent that he doesn't intend the genuine sale. But later on, there is a riot that he didn't intend to make his a genuine sale. So the Achaim say that that's stolen machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbonon, that we don't say Yechiasif al Chilosei. We don't say Yechiasif al Chilosei. So we do not say that the subsequent act of selling chometz on Pesach proves Limafreya that when he sold it to a goy 2 days before Pesach, he didn't mean it. We do, according to Rabbonon, we can't say Yechiasif al Chilosei. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the sale of the chometz to the goy is retroactively determined as a joke. Oh. Now, so anyway, some Rishonim pasken like the Rabbanon, but the two pasken says it's something. Yes, what is it?
Why don't we say there was just a Isaac sale on
the moving part of the guy? No. Because it's mistaber. It's mistaber that that he didn't mean to Gaza. He didn't mean to Gaza.
He just during the year, or we would assume that.
No, after all, he's not a professional gazler. He just doesn't go around and taking away somebody else's money. And the only dishonest, the apparently dishonest thing that he does is this. So we say, since he doesn't show an attempt of gazling or of stealing somebody else's money in any other way except this, so the reasonable conclusion is that he's not a gazler. He just didn't mean to sell. All right. So Yisroel sheshochad behemti shal nochi. If Yisroel was sheichi behemti shal nochi, afilu chishei v'anochi, la'avidizore kshir. Now that's again a machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds baili mechashi. So again, the same din Rabbi Lezer applies to kochi. Let's say, now there is a haloche that... if, let's say, the Eved at the time of the Akrobis Korb has a Machsheves Pshul, so the Korb becomes possible. Let's say Machsheves Pigel means Machsheves Huzl Ismane. Suppose the Kain at the time of the Avede, when he's Makhil the Korb, has a Machsheves Huzl Keme, so it's possible. Suppose the Kain, where at the time he's Makhil the Korb, he has a Machsheves Shalil Lishmo, Shalil Lishim Bailim, or Shalil Lishim Zevach, whatever, so it becomes possible. So the Rebbe Lezer says that Bailim are also mechashvim. Not only is the Kayan capable of passing in the Korban through a machsheves psul, machsheves pigul, machsheves chosen kemei, machsheves shalom lishmo, but the Bailim, now who is makrif, who does the actual akrove? The Kayan. But the Bailim, who is Israel, he doesn't do the actual akrove. So according to Rebbe Lezer, if a Kayan will be makrif korban, and at the time of the akroves akorban by the Kayan, the Bailim will entertain the machsheves of Pigum, of Chuslan Kemei, of Shalil Ishmei, so it's possible. The Rabbonon say that by Limina Mechashvim, and here, of course, all Rishayim passed like the Rabbonon, that by Limina Mechashvim. So this is what Tur says. Yisroel Sheshochad Behem Tishol Nochi Yat Lechishiva Hanochi Lamizor Ekshir. Now, the same machlekes applies to Abizor as well, because we learn out Abizor from Aveda Bifnim. So according to Rebbe Lezer, that by Aveda Bifnim, so Bailim is Mechashvim, so Abizor also Bailim Mechashvim. So according to Rebbe Lezer, if Israel will shecht a behemoth of an Eved Kehovim, and at the time that Israel shechts, so the Eved Kehovim, the Bailim, will entertain the thought of dedicating, of being makriv this behemoth, Lavrizor. So according to Rav Lezer, so who says Baal Mechashvim to become the Kreis. According to Rabbon or not. And we pass like Rabbon. This is what it says. Yisroel tishocha behem tishol nochi, afilu chishiv hanochi, the Baalim, lav nizore, kshiro, you don't pass like Rabbon. Vim chishiv ha-Yisroel she-Yizreik she-Yizreik hanochi domo lav nizore kosov ha-Rajbo dipsul. Now this is a chidish by the Rajbo. The Gemara doesn't say it. But the Rajbo in Chum deduces it. Now, in Chum we have a machlokes. In Chum we have a machlokes we have in Zvochi. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether Michashvin, Mavid Laveide. Mavid Laveide. So he has the Kashe. So Rabbi Yechon says, Michashvin, Mavid Laveide. So we may look at Rabbi Yechon, Michashvin, Mavid Laveide, Bifni. And Michashvin, Mavid Laveide, Mavid Laveide. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, if, let's say, the Yisro, if someone will be Mechashiv, will shech a behemel abnizore, will shech the behemel, with the machshoven of being the dam abnizore, even though the shechite, he did not intend it should be abnizore, but at the time he was shech the behemel, he had the machshoven of being the dam abnizore. So according to Rabbi Yechon, becomes the Kremes Abnizore, Zifre Meisim, according to Rish Lakish, nothing. So the Rashba is the Kashe. In view of the fact that the Gemara says, that even Rish Lakish who says, Ein Mechashvim Mavid Laveide, so the Behemoth does not become a Chefza Abnizore. But the one who does it, who shechts the Behemoth with the Machshove, of being Zerik the Dam Lavnizore, of being Makti or the Chilev Lavnizore, so he's Chayav, he says, Nevi Lavnizore. So why did Rish Lakish say that it's not Asura, let it be Asura on the score of Shechitas Mumah Lavnizore? And the Rashba Shita is that even with the first time he becomes a Mumah. So why does Rish Lakish say it's not Asura? So the Rashba says that Rish Lakish, when Rish Lakish says it's not Asura, Shochto, Al Menashe Yizrik Domo Lavnizore, it is not Asura, so it has reference to the case where he was Sheikhit, the behime with the machshove that David Kehovim should be zerik the dam, should be zerik the dam, lavrizore. So then he's not chayv mise. When we say that even Rish Lakish is made that sheichet al menashe yizrik domo lavrizore, he's chayv mise only if his machshove is that he himself should be zerik the dam lavrizore. Then it's a ma'isaver lavrizore. But if the Yisrael shechte behime. And he knows that the Baalim of that Behemoth, and David Kehovim, and he's a very devout David Kehovim. So, in order to accommodate, to help out his friend David Kehovim, so at the time of the Shechita, he's Mechashev. So he says that he shechts this Behemoth in order to accommodate his friend David Kehovim, so that David Kehovim will be able to be Zerik Dam Lavrizore. Then he's not chayav mise. Only if he's mishechet the behemah al menas that he himself should be zerik dam lavrizore. Then it's not. Then he becomes an evil avrizore. He's chayav mise. But if he's mishechet the behemah al menas and he says that he does it for the purpose of accommodating David Kehovim, so that the Kehovim will be able to be zerik dam lavrizore, then the sheichet is not chayav mise. So, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, true, he's not chayav mise, but the chefetz of the Kremes Abnizore becomes. According to Rish Lakish, not. So this is the teretz of the Rashba gives and the Gemara, because the Rashba's kasha was, how can Rish Lakish say that it's not asura on the score of the Kremes Abnizore, but let it be asura on the score of Shchitas Mumer, and the Rashba Shita is that even with once he becomes a Mumer Lavnizore. Not Dafke three times, even if he's not addicted. And the Gemara says that Rish Lakish is made that he's Chayav Mise. So maybe it should be Asura. Why does Rish Lakish say it's not Asura? So he says, when does Rish Lakish say it's not Asura? When he was Sheikhet al Menas, She Yizrik Domo, She Yizrik Evit Chovim was Domo, She Yakti Evit Chovim was Chal. So Rish Lakish says, in such a case, it's not Asura. But Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Mechashvim Avil Aveide, so even in such a case, it's Asura. This is the Rashba's Chiddush. V'imchishiv ha-Yisroel, she is the Kanochi Domo Avizor, because of the Rashba Nusur.
Yisroel sheshochad behemas chaver la bizor. Lo yoso. Shevada lekibin leisrei. Elu ritzare. Avolim hi. Shel shneyem. So, the Gemara says, Dafmen, in Chul, that when Yisroel shechts, behemas chaver la bizore, in other words, what do you mean la bizore? He says so. At the time of the Shechita, he says that he shechet la bizore. So the Gemara says, Dafmen, in Chul, that it doesn't become us. Why? It doesn't become zifrenesim. Because litzurei komechav. When, if the Yisroel had meant mamish to be machal av lizore, then he would have done it to his own behem. If he does it to behemes chavere, it's only to aggravate, to irritate Yisroel chavere. But he really didn't mean lav lizore. He didn't mean lav lizore. Only litzurei komechav, only to tease to aggravate Yisroel Chaver. Now, then there is a machlekes rishenim. Machlekes rishenim between Rashi and the Rambam on one hand, and Tesves and the Rosh on the other. Now it's Tolu in the Pshat and the Gemara, because the Gemara says that, but then some rishenim say that in the Maskon of the Gemara it doesn't remain that way. But Rashi and the Rambam assume that what the Gemara says at first remains in the Maskone as well. So mainly they say, and at first the Gemara does say, that when do we say Litzoi Kamecham only if it's completely not his? But suppose the Behemah is a Behemah shall shoot. Let's say the Behemah belongs to Reuven and to Shimon, and Reuven shechts this Behemah. That is Bishutves, that is owned, Bishutves, by him, and Shimon, and he says, he does it lav lizore at the time of the Shechita. He says he does it lav lizore, so Rashi says, and the Rambam says, that in such a case we don't say Litzoi Kamechavim. When do we say Litzoi Kamechavim? If he shechts him ehime, that is completely not his. So then we presume, Litzoi Kamechavim, he didn't mean to mamish to worship the Avrizore with that, just to make a show that he does it, in order to tease Shimon. But if he has a shutves, so then a person doesn't do such things in something in which he has ownership. Litzore. So if he does it, in somebody else's he can play jokes. But in his own, a person doesn't like to play jokes. So even though it's not completely his own, but he has a chilek, so then, according to Rashi and the Rambam, we don't say Litzoi Kamechav. According to Tesfas and the Rosh, in Chum, so the Maskona of the Gemore, in the Maskona of the Gemore, it doesn't remain that way. And according to Maskona of the Gemore, so we say Litzoi Kamechav, even if the Israel who is Shechit, Behim Olav Nizore, has a Shutves in that way. So the two mentions both days. Oh. אבל מי שישראל ששוחד בהם שחבילה לזור אלו יוס ראש עבד לי כימי לישראל אלו לצערי אבל מי של שניין כוסו הרמב״ם שאיסה גם חילי חברי and that's רשי שיטה also in חום ועדי ניו ויזל and that's also the רי שיטה in חום כוסו אף שאפילו אם הוא שוטווי אין איסה שאין מחווי נאו לצער שוטווי but the שיטה of רשי לרמב״ם is we don't say לצורי כמחב נפי איזה שוטווס because לצורי כמחב we only say In somebody else's. You know, so a person, an unscrupulous person, takes many liberties. But in his own, he doesn't take these liberties. So Memele, Rashi and Rambam hold that even if he has just a shitves, so we do not say Litzoi Kamechav. And the Rosh and the Ri hold that we say Litzoi Kamechav even if he has a shitves. Vim Yisroel, that's also a Gemara. That when do we say Litzoi Kamechav? Only by Yisrael. But by an Ivit Kechovim we don't say Litzoi Kamechav. In other words, if an Ivit Kechovim shechts somebody else's behemah of Yisrael, then we say he meant it very well. But only by Legabe Yisrael we say that Litzoi Kamechav. But the Gemara says that if someone is addicted, is a munah, is addicted to Lavrizore, or in other words, if he's in Muna Lavrizore from before, he doesn't necessarily have to be addicted. That should be told. I mean,
So he does not necessarily have to be addicted, but only if he is a mumah from before, not if he's to become a mumah only now. So if someone is a mumah, lavrizore, so then we don't say litzoy kamechav. So then he has the same psychology as an elikhovim. Just as ligabi elikhovim, we don't say litzoy kamechav. So ligabi litzoy mumah, who is already a mumah from before, whether he has to be addicted or not, it's another question. So we don't say litzoy kamechav. And the Gemara says that even if he never worshipped idols before, but if, let's say, he mashiach it for the first time, lavrizore, and then they did more masri, and then they did more masri, and they said to him, now do not shecht lavrizore, because if you shecht lavrizore, you'll be chayu mise, you'll get skillet. And then he was nikabul dasroi, he was materat mise, and he says, yes, I know that there is a chayu mise for lavrizore, for shecht lavrizore, but I'm not asking, and he said, that's exactly the reason as to why I do it. So that's the halach in order to be chayiv mise. He has to get asroi, as he wants, and he has to respond to the asroi, to the warning, by being mikabud asroi. If he says afal pikei, so he's not chayiv mise. So if somebody was sheichet behemah and he said he sheichet behemah lavrizore, and then they ate him, whoa, master, he shouldn't do it because he's chayiv mise, and he was mikabud asroi, and then talking evil of the asroi, he was sheichet. So then we don't say litzoy kamacham, because then he is Yisrael Muna. Then he is Yisrael Muna. So in other words, so even before David is over, just the Hitteratznei, why is he considered the Muna even before he does the Eker David is over? Just because he was ready to do it and he was Materatznei. So the Rosh in Yit Kotten says that he becomes a Muna Lachis. Because what does it mean? I'm an Askin and Ezi. Askin and Ezi says, that's exactly the reason as to why I do it. If somebody is Michal Shabbos, and they tell him, don't be Michal Shabbos, because there is a love the rise of Sasekom Alokho, and there is a Chiyuv Skile, and he responds, I know there is a Chiyuv Skile, and that's exactly the reason as to why I do it. Just because the Torah says it, I do it. So the Mele becomes a Mumul Hachis. Becomes a Mumul Hachis. Anyway, so as far as Litzurei Kamechavim, which we only apply to Israel, not to a Yimut Chorim and not to a Mumeh. So Hitteras Lemise also has a din of a Mumeh, and we don't say Litzurei Kamechavim. This is what it says. Vim Yisrael Mumeh Sheikh Edim Lacheres, Oy Shehis Chuboy Bi'Yoyer, Vikim Lasroi, Oz Vada Yikim Lehese Arios. In other words, so the Rosh explains it on the basis of Mumeh Lachatz. The Rosh Nagmore Daf Nalef in Chum is Hitteras Lemise Gamre, Hitteras Lemise, Eim Chomumeh Godeh. Eim Chomumeh Godeh. Hashaykh it is in the home of boy, he's the ship of Hamel, the one no hell. Kihobi Mazalis, Yan Renalis, a lady to him is having his organ as a man or ye. I was fantastic to law, who can see up in the Hamel of Dom, or the Rambo in the Hamel of Dom, the family Zore. We have loved Dom a little for the Hainz, but they were a voice as if to law with Aravanoye. Now, that I should have mentioned to go over, you know, that meant. But you should go over it now. Today, tomorrow. It's the Mishnah, the Aflamates, the second line from the end of the Ormet. Hashem Chayk Lishim Horim, Lishim Voim, Lishim Yamim, Lishim Yorim, Lishim Yiboy, Shudot Yipso. If somebody checks the Behime, and he dedicates it to the voice, to the Yamim, to the Norris, Lishim Yiboy, Shudot Yipso.